the 9th chapter of Isaiah, and we're at verse 6. For unto us a child is born. The child is born. The humanity of Christ was born. Unto us a son is born. No, because the son couldn't be born. The son is his deity. And deity has no birth. Deity is eternal. And then it says his name shall be called. It doesn't say his name is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. It says his name shall be called. Shall be called. Who calls Jesus by these five new names? Only you and me, the elect of God. And he calls himself, first of all, the Mighty God. Please notice where that is, the Mighty God. It's in the center of the five. There are five names here. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Five in Scripture is the number of grace. And grace makes him to me Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. Of course, he's more than the Mighty God. He's all that God is. He's the Mighty God to save, but he's also the Mighty God to condemn. But here it is to do with his saving power. The Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now in any five, we look for the third one, which is the center. And he's the Mighty God, for he's wonderful. He's the Mighty God because he's the Counselor. He's the Mighty God for he's the Everlasting Father. He's the Mighty God because he's the Prince of Peace. The Mighty God. The Mighty God. But notice that it starts off with the Counselor. And here we're at the great meeting in eternity. When the Father, the Counselor, and the Holy Ghost, the Counselor, and the Lord Jesus, the Counselor, met together to discuss your salvation. Man was going to be made. Creation as we know it was going to be created. Millions of people were going to be lost if God couldn't find a way to save them. And thank God, yonder there was a wonderful thing happened. He's called Wonderful Counselor. He's called Counselor the Wonderful. Twist it whatever way you like. That's what he is. He is the Wonderful Counselor. I think of him in the wonder of it all. The nearest man that ever touched my soul on this verse was old Samuel Rutherford. And when Samuel Rutherford started to speak about Christ, it says that the church where he preached in, it became like heaven itself. Oh, to see God as our wonderful God. The wonderful God of heaven. But Christ shall be called wonderful, for he did a wonderful thing. He took into union with my self, my union with him. And I was lost in his union. And that's why he's called Wonderful. Salvation's a wonderful thing. You know, you can't explain it to poor old sinners. They don't understand it. There was a time I didn't understand how wonderful he was. But you've only to be with him for a few hours. I remember after I was saved, being with the Lord and kneeling down as a little lad, and with tears running down my cheeks, just looking at the cross. And I knew he was wonderful. I didn't have theological language. I had the language of the soul. Great thing when your soul passes a verdict. And it passed a verdict on me that night. Wonderful counselor. I didn't know what my life would be like, but I want to tell you what a counselor he is. He counsels us in the tightest of corners. He counsels us in the most awfulness of decisions. I remember when the old jail door closed on me up in the prison house here, and the door was locked. And the man that locked it, he says, will be letting you out for a comfort call in 2 hours' time. But if you don't want to wait that time, don't ring the bell. You'll find equipment under the bed. That was a nice way to leave you. And there was I sitting there. And the old devil says, now, Paisley, that's what the Lord has done for you. And I looked at the devil and I said, devil, I'd rather be in a prison cell with Jesus than in Buckingham Palace with a rat like you. I tell you, I had some arguments with the devil those days. Right? And I said, I'm glad I'm with the Lord. Oh, wonderful Saint. But he's a mighty God. The mighty God. He took his Godhead into the incarnation. And his Godhead wasn't changed. He was a mighty God before he was born and took humanity into his person. But thank God with the humanity, his wonderfulness was still there. It wasn't altered. In fact, it was enhanced by the wonder of it. The mighty God. The everlasting Father. Yes, he's the Son of the everlasting Father. And he himself has all the attributes of the Son that should have, and of the Father and of the Holy Spirit. There's only one God. I can't understand the Trinity, but I can understand that Jesus Christ is the everlasting Father. And lastly, he's the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the pleasure of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I loved thee, my Jesus, 'tis thou. We're going to give thanks for this bread. It speaks of the broken body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every head bowed.